They think it's her. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Sheriff's officials in California say a body found in a submerged vehicle is believed to be missing teen Kylie Rodney, who vanished from a high school party 2 weeks ago. The car is hers, found by a volunteer group specializing in dive searches in a reservoir that police teams had already searched.
A group like Adventures with Purpose is able to focus and practice those skills and really hone them. And so we're appreciative that they were able to come out and locate it.
Nevada County Sheriff's Captain Sam Brown says a law enforcement task force will probe search procedures. As for how the car ended up in a lake, he wouldn't confirm any possible sign of foul play. An autopsy set for tomorrow. Two sheriff's deputies and a police officer are suspended in Arkansas over the videotaped beating of a suspect who was already on the ground during an arrest at a convenience store.
We condemn all violence against any civilian or any person being detained by the sheriff's office.
Crawford County Sheriff Jim DeMonte, the 27-year-old suspect, received hospital treatment and is now jailed on multiple counts. Police in Mulberry have said he was violent during the arrest. A former Louisville police detective accused in connection with the death of Breonna Taylor will wait another day to plead guilty.
Kelly Goodlett, according to the federal court calendar in Louisville, will enter a guilty plea to conspiracy to violate Breonna Taylor's civil rights. Her lawyer had previously said the plea would come today. Goodlett is accused of providing false facts to get a warrant for the 2020 raid during which Taylor was shot and killed. In a prior hearing, Goodlett was ordered not to contact her three co-defendants, indicating her guilty plea may lead to her testimony against them. Goodlett resigned as an officer earlier this month as Chief Erica Shields began a process to fire her.
Fox's Gernal Scott. An hour to the close, the Dow is down 654. America is listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
The case of two men accused of plotting to kidnap Michigan's governor is now in the hands of a second jury.
A jury has heard closing arguments in federal court in Grand Rapids and now deliberates the fate of Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr., who are accused by the government in an alleged kidnapping plot against Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer in 2020. It's a retrial for Fox and Croft after jurors in the first trial this spring couldn't reach a unanimous verdict and acquitted two other men, all of whom have pled not guilty, accusing the FBI of entrapment and using government assets, agents, and undercover informants to create and facilitate a bogus plot against supporters of President Trump. Both men face up to life in prison if convicted.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. An ethics board in South Dakota just announcing it finds sufficient information to take possible action against Governor Kristi Noem. The Government Accountability Board says Noem may have engaged in misconduct when she intervened in her daughter's application for a real estate appraiser license. The board voting unanimously to invoke procedures, calling for a contested case hearing that would give Noem a chance to publicly defend herself. The governor has denied wrongdoing. Actor Gary Busey facing sexual misconduct charges stemming from a horror movie fan convention in New Jersey earlier this month.
The 78-year-old Busey charged with both harassment as well as two counts of fourth-degree criminal sexual contact. The charges stem from Busey's actions at the Monster Mania convention that was taking place at Cherry Hill, New Jersey's DoubleTree Hotel from August 12th through the 14th. Monster Mania convention organizers said that upon receiving a complaint from an attendee, Busey was removed from the convention and instructed not to return, while they also encouraged the attendee to contact the police to file a report regarding the alleged incident.
Fox's Mike Gunzelman. Again, the Dow's down more than 600, the S&P and the NASDAQ more than 2%. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.